This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you've tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Beauty and Health Channel. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. Today we are visiting with Elaine Gisler, co-founder and CEO of Envy Consulting, who brings over 30 years of trusted and respected experience in the beauty market. Her expertise in research, branding, distribution, and top-level sales management each contributed to the success of recognized brands. Elaine, certainly a privilege to have you part of eHealth Radio.
Well, thank you, Eric. It's a pleasure to have this opportunity. I really appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. So tell me, after a long career working in corporate America, why would you want to start your own consulting firm?
Well, I felt that applying all of my knowledge and experience of over 30 years as a senior executive in the beauty business world, that I would be able to help entrepreneurs bring their products to market for beauty and lifestyle brands. Most, you know, the entrepreneurs that are so creative and they're so amazingly talented. However, they have limited knowledge of how to take a product to market with the point of difference that's needed in, say, a formula, the right packaging, you know, to make the consumers stop and say, gee, what is this? I want to find this. The right storyline, and of course, profitability. And that is where our firm, Envy Consulting, can add major value to an entrepreneur. And I also have a tip. One of the major tips for entrepreneurs is to know your business expertise. What value can you bring to your company? And that's what I did in teaming up with my business partner, because with everything I've done over the years, as far as financials, profit and loss statements, programming, promotional programs for the accounts, all of that is my expertise, and that's what I offer up as part of my contribution to our business.
In the last 3 years since you and your partner started Envy Consulting, what have you found to be the most rewarding so far?
I have found that working with other women entrepreneurs has been a fantastic opportunity. Guiding and helping these women entrepreneurs, some who are moms, you know, trying to bring their ideas to market, they're juggling a family, their finances, they're trying to have this career. And as you know, so many women are really doing this today. They have such creative juices flowing. And they just need that direction in taking their ideas, their vision, their dreams, and bringing it to life. And that's what I find very rewarding.
Now, what are some of the positives and negatives about having your own company?
Well, first of all, you have to find a healthy balance to having your own business, being your own boss. And it has many positives. You know, you can make your own schedule for your office. You can set your own travel arrangements. You can take care of any family needs that might crop up. The one most important and critical thing, I think, is really being able to choose what product or projects that you want to work on and whom you may partner with. You know, sometimes when you're working for a large company or corporation, you're given a project or projects that may not be the right fit for you. And having your own company really gives you the right to make that decision. The negatives are being responsible for generating positive revenue for your company. Obviously, you've got to cover your business expenses, and that means producing revenue. Profitability is, of course, extremely important, especially if you want to grow into a large company with many employees. So really, being familiar with all the financial aspects of running a business is absolutely critical. So my tip to the entrepreneurs out there is to be prepared. When having your own company, sometimes the money flow isn't consistent, and this is very different than working in a corporate environment or corporate America where you're receiving regular compensation. So, you know, you have to know that you're going to have peaks and valleys in your income, and you have to be able to understand and be able to adjust to that.
Today we are with Elaine Gisler, co-founder and CEO of MB Consulting, bringing over 30 years of trusted and respected experience in the beauty market here on eHealth Radio's Beauty and Health channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. How do you manage working with your business partner?
Well, I'm very, very fortunate because that really brings a healthy balance to your life as well. But I'm fortunate to have a wonderful business partner who I worked with in my last position at a large corporation. While she's my junior, she has the very same drive and ambitions that I have for MB Consulting. We have a balance. While I'm involved in say, the distribution and financial aspects of working with our clients, entrepreneurs, my business partner focuses on the PR, social media, and contract negotiations. So it all works. We have a real balance. We have a great form of communication. We're very open. We have a true give-and-take relationship, and that's really the key. And I truly believe that when you're, you know, some people don't want to have a business partner, but when you do, you really, really have to make sure that you've got great communication. And my tip for any entrepreneur out there is that if you choose to have a business partner, you need to make sure you both agree on a core philosophy for your business. Because ultimately, in the end, that brings great balance to the company.
And how do you find a balance between work and life?
Well, it can be challenging. And obviously, when you own your own business, it can really sort of creep up on you every day if you let it, where you could spend 12, 15 hours in the office. But I really try to make it a practice to spend time, especially on the weekends, with my husband, going to a movie, having dinner together, and make sure that I have no office time on the weekends, that we really have that time sharing it together. We also take walks in the evening with our two dogs at the end of the day, just to really kind of catch up on what's happened. I also find that, because balance in life is so important, that I make time for daily prayer. I also talk to my two children every day. It mightn't be for a couple of minutes, but I just make sure that I talk to them every day. And last but not least, I find that daily stretching exercises are excellent and really, really help. And periodic massages can really help to relieve the ongoing, daily stress. And having that balance is critical in reaching success for your company.
Well, tell us where our listeners can find more information and to be in contact with you online to consider your services.
Sure. Well, you can go to our website, which is envconsultant.com, and listeners can reach me personally at Elaine, E-L-A-I-N-E, at envconsultant.com.
Very good. And in conclusion, what one thing could you leave with our listeners in form of a tip? Of course, in conclusion.
That you'll definitely work hard as an entrepreneur, but if you bring that health and balance into your life, you will find everything. It will be so rewarding.
Very good. And we've been talking with Elaine Gisler, co-founder and CEO of NV Consulting, bringing over 30 years of trusted and respected experience in the beauty market. And the website of reference, once again, is envconsultant.com. Elaine, thanks so much for being with us today here on eHealth Radio.
Thank you, Eric, so much. Have a wonderful day.
You too. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Beauty and Health channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.